Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great half hour for you this afternoon. Glad you all could join us for it. Here at the top, we're going to be speaking with Cami Osmond. She is the author of the book Second Wind, One Woman's Midlife Quest to Run 7 Marathons on 7 Continents. We're going to talk to her not only about her physical journey, but also the emotional and spiritual journey as well that she went on. At 20 minutes past the hour, it'll be time for our music mix. Today is featuring Jatun with their new single, Please Come Home for Christmas. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. As I said, though, we have Cami Osmond joining us live here at the top of the show. Cami, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks a lot for being on with us and for sharing your story, Cami, because I think this is going to be really inspiring for a lot of people, no matter where they may be in their life. I want to begin, though, with the idea for the book, Second Wind. I love the title. But as you were looking at your travels, kind of talk to us about what you hope people would take away from reading your story, Cami, and also about the journey that you took in various forms along the way.
Right. Well, what I really hope people take away from my journey as they read the book is just that they can reset. They can push reset. They can start a new life, and they do something really extraordinary with it and push beyond the limits that they think they have. So that was, the message that I wanted to get across. And yeah. for me, the whole thing really started during my divorce. And that whole process, as anyone knows who's been through it, is a really tough time. And a friend of mine challenged me to begin running. And when that happened, and later he asked me to run a marathon with him, that was a huge challenge to me. I had no idea, of course, how hard it was going to be, both physically and emotionally and spiritually, really, like you said, on all of those levels. But as I got more and more committed to the marathon and trying to complete one on every continent, it changed my life.
Right. Right. I was listening to you actually talk, I think, a couple of days ago, Cami, when I was on your website. I think it was on Saturday, and you were giving an interview talking about even running a marathon on Antarctica. You know, as you look at the preparation, and because I always think, as someone who's never run a marathon, I always think about what it takes psychologically to get in that place where you say, you know what, regardless of what happens, I'm going to do this. I think a lot of people can relate to that in their lives, Cami, whether it's dealing with something physical like a marathon or just making a decision about their journey. You mentioned about the divorce and how that was kind of the moment. You know, for you, up until that point, had you been an individual that thought of yourself as a go-getter or a person who could do anything?
Well, I don't really think so. I think I had a lot of ideas about my limitations. I think I had pushed through graduate school, and I had done a few things that had pushed me beyond where other people in my family had been, but I really didn't think of myself as someone who could do something quite as hard as a marathon. And like anything else in life, you don't start out. I mean, there are those people who sign up for a marathon, and then they go out and they run it, and those are the people that you see really crashing and burning at the end. Like anything else in life, you start small and you work toward it. So I think that, you know, every time I went out and pushed a little bit further, 8 miles, 10 miles, 12 miles, you know, I learned a little more about myself and, you know, pushing past each limit that I thought I had. So, you know, no, I didn't think of myself originally as a go-getter, but I do now.
Yeah, and let's talk about the residual effect, Cami, because I always find interesting individuals like yourself that are able to commit to a project and then to complete it regardless of what the outcome is. There are going to be people who are looking at you and saying, you know what, if she can do that, just, you know, what can I do in my own life? What has it been like to hear the stories from individuals from around the world who have been impacted and inspired by the steps that you've taken?
Yeah, that's really been the greatest thing about the publication of this book, is that I've been getting notes from other people, particularly women, but some men as well, saying, you know, I read your book and I realized, and I mean this in the nicest way, if you can do it, anybody can do it. Because
right.
I'm not an athlete. I'm not someone who has any kind of natural inclination. And, you know, for those who haven't read the book, I'm a back of the packer, which means I have been the last person in. And, you know, to read about someone who's willing to do that, and without even being good at doing something, is willing to keep pushing and complete it, I just want to say to people out there, whatever your dream is or your hope for your life is, you can do it. You have to realize you may not be at the front of the pack, but that's
right.
Okay.
Exactly. We're going to come back to that, actually, because that's really a good point. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of the show or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the pleasure of speaking to Cami Osman. She's talking to us not only about her journey in life, but also about her new book, Second Wind, One Woman's Midlife Quest to Run 7 Marathons on 7 Continents. And along this quest, you know, there have been, of course, the residual effects that we talked about, Cami, being able to inspire the people. I want to talk about the placement, because I think this is something that is interesting. For some people in their lives, if they try something one time and it doesn't go, quote unquote, according to plan, that just crushes them. There's no coming back for them. Others will say, okay, well, I'll give it one more shot. And the second time, if it still doesn't go according to plan, okay, then they're like, you know what, I'm not going to do this. How did you get to that point in not just the marathon, but in making decisions to say, you know what, even though this may not go according to plan, I'm going for it, and I'm going for it with all I got?
Right. You know, if you read the book, that it that not many of these races went according to plan. They were tough to get through, a lot of them. You know, I think a big piece of it is support and accountability. When you set your mind to doing something and you know that you have a reason for doing it, and then you're going to hit the roadblocks, you need to have a lot of support and accountability around you. I really made a decision that I wanted to run the 26.2-mile distance on every landmass. And I felt like there were a lot of, you know, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, spiritual and emotional outcomes I was looking for. I was looking to really redefine myself. And I wanted to, I mean, the marathon was becoming my teacher, you know, as I got further into the project. And so, you know, there were times where I felt like I could give this up, you know, but everyone knew I was doing it. And
right.
So I really think that if you really have something in mind that you want to do, you just gather your people. You know, you got to have your peeps around you saying, you can do this. And then when you fall on your face, they're there to pick you up. And there were many times when my husband in particular, my current husband, said, you know, came along beside me and said, hey, you can do this. And, you know, here's some water, here's some gel, that's the nasty sugary stuff that runners take to get their energy boost. You know, you can do this. And just having that cheerleading section is huge.
Yeah. And it also, I'm wondering your thoughts on this, Cami, because I thought about this as well. Once you voice it, then there's the accountability factor, that there are people who will hold you accountable for what you said you wanted to do. And you're saying that that really helped you, to know that those people were there, that they were not going to let you give up in spite of how you may have felt.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I really believe that, you know, there are different kinds of people in our lives, and there are some who are both supporters and accountability partners. And those are the people who, you know, when you're on your diet and you're craving cheese, that's my thing, you know, they're going to say, no, you know what, let's go have whatever instead. And then there are the people who will be your cheerleading section, but they're the first ones to buy you ice cream when you're on your diet. You know, and then there are those people who are going to sabotage because they're jealous, or they don't understand, or it makes them uncomfortable what you're doing. You know, we have all kinds of people in our lives, and when you're doing something that's important to you, you got to gather around, you know, those who can support and bring accountability into your life. I think that's really important.
Yeah. Again, we're speaking to Cami Osman. She's talking to us about her journey and the lessons learned as she has been able to go literally around the world through marathons. She's the author of the book Second Wind, One Woman's Midlife Quest to Run 7 Marathons on 7 Continents. Cami, I want to go back to something you said because I jotted it down when you said it because I thought this was interesting. And I think all of us have this experience. Just for you, it was the marathons. You said that marathons were your teacher along the way. How did this whole experience help you look at life differently? Because it's funny that when I was having this conversation with you in the beginning, I thought of that saying, life is a marathon and not a sprint. So how did this help you to kind of refocus and reshift and reset, as you said earlier, about your whole thoughts about life and purpose?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you take on something that's really hard, whatever it is, and you feel invested in it. I'm not talking about one of those kind of things that, you know, that has fallen on you, like, you know, your house burns down. But when you really make a decision that you're going to move forward with something, you know, you're going to hit roadblocks. And every time you get over a roadblock, there are things that you learn about yourself. For me, it was how creative I could be. You know, I could figure out how to run in the cold, in the rain. And, you know, not that I wasn't miserable, but I could learn how to do that. And I would realize about myself, oh, you know what, I'm tougher than I think. Or, you know, funny things like learning how to blow my nose without tissue. I mean, I know that sounds kind of gross, but, I mean, I've been sort of raised to be a lot more polite than that. And realizing that, you know, I can do this. You know, right. I can be someone that I don't necessarily think of myself as being and come out the other end with self-respect. You know, and I think with something physical, it doesn't have to be a marathon. I mean, it can be learning to do salsa dancing. But with something physical, you learn there's a certain body acceptance. A lot of women really struggle with accepting their body. And one of the things that happened for me while I was running, you know, everything jiggles. I'm not a thin person. You know, everything jiggles and moves around and, you know, but it works. And so I developed a really great appreciation for what does work in my body. It's not perfect. It has some flaws and some drawbacks, but we all do.
Right.
You know, so I think it taught me every step of the way something new about what I could be and what I could do that I didn't know before that.
Yeah, I think, and that is the great thing, I think, about life and the experiences we have, because each day is a learning experience, and it's really up to us to kind of take those lessons and to be able to see what is this teaching us. And I think it's great that for you it was marathons, to be able to build that appreciation in a new way. Again, we're speaking to Cami Osman. She's the author of the book Second Wind, One Woman's Midlife Quest to Run 7 Marathons on 7 Continents. Cami, for our listeners that want to, we've been talking about this book now. You have a great website that's set up. Where's the best place for them to go? Go ahead and tell them how they can find you online and also get their copy of the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get your copy of the book at any of your local independent bookstores or absolutely on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, any online bookseller as well. And my website is 7marathons7continents.com, and it's the number 7. Not spelled out, but the numeral 7. And I also have another website, which is my name, CamiOsman.net. So people can get in touch with me in those two places. I've got a Facebook page for the book as well, Second Wind. You can find me on Facebook.
Okay. So, again, that was CamiOsman.net is where you can go, or 7 Marathons, 7 Continents, and as she said, it's the number 7 on each of those, 7marathons7continents.com is where you can go. Mm-hmm. For more information as well. Cami, I think this is a great conversation for people, as I was telling you before we went live. I think for individuals who, because this time of year, we know a lot of people are setting those resolutions mm-hmm. for themselves. And
yep.
I think, you know, what's great about your story is that you set out to do something, you just did it. And then, of course, you know, you were being able to be blessed by it in that, you know, the lessons that you were able to learn and now that you're able to share with other people. I think that's such a great thing to be able to pass on the lessons because that helps us all to be able to make those changes in our lives. Cami, I appreciate you taking out the time to be with us, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Again, that was Cami Osmond joining us live. As she said again, her website is camiosmond.net. It's where you can go for more information about her. Also, she is on Facebook. Make sure you look under her book title, I think, for her on Facebook. But again, the website for the book is 7marathons7continents.com. And again, that's the number 7 is where you can go for more information. If you happen to have missed any part of our conversation, if you came in late, either on the radio side or online, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air by going to my radio website at www.conversationsliveradio.com. That's www.conversations.liveradio.com. Also, if you are friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, you can find the actual link for the interview on my page as well. Just go ahead and click the link there. It'll take you directly to the podcast. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we do have our musical break featuring Titan, but please come home for Christmas. You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.